Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Kyle Hamilton met with the media as the Ravens count down to their Week 6 meeting with Washington.
Yeah, I think it's most of our problems is nothing structural, it's just fundamental stuff. I mean, we got to tackle, we got to get off blocks, we got to communicate. And, you know, we've been saying this for 5 weeks now, so it's time to start actually doing it and, you know, just not coming up here and just saying it.
Kyle, how important is it to kind of get some of those explosives contained when you have a guy like Jaden Daniels who's thrown some really nice go balls this year?
Yeah, no, especially against somebody like him and the team and what they've been able to do up until now. But, I mean, I feel like we've had plays like that in every game. And it's just a matter of us decreasing those plays happening because I feel like other than that, you know, we're having pretty good games. And it's up to us on the back end to get that fixed and go out there and play a complete game.
There aren't many quarterbacks that truly have a similar skill set to Lamar. You know, obviously, he's much younger and not as polished as Lamar is with it. But does that help you having to get to see it a lot in practice and know really what it looks like on the field versus guys that, like Lamar 21-1 against the NFC, they don't see him as much. But is that real to help?
Yeah, I think so. Going against somebody like that, we don't go against them as much during the season, obviously, but during camp and stuff like that prepares us for the mobile quarterbacks in the league. And, you know, Jaden's done super well so far, and not even just with his legs. He's done great with his arm and completes the ball at a high rate, throws it downfield really well, and receivers are playing well. Backs are running hard, and, you know, it's another challenge for us to come in as a defense and get our job done.
The way you guys closed up this past week, made some very critical stops down the stretch. Does that sort of show you guys, like, hey, we've got it in us to make these kinds of plays? It's just got to make it more consistent. What's the dynamic?
Yeah, definitely, just consistency. You know, we gave up 38 points, and, you know, the offense did everything in their power to get us to win that game. Obviously, Marlon had a big pick at the end, but other than that, I don't really know how much the defense did for us to win that game. So, it's up to us to go back to the drawing board, see what we did wrong, and it's only week 6 right now, so we still got a long way to go, be able to fix this thing, and hopefully at the end of the year it all comes together. But yeah, I think there are some bright spots, but it's just got to be doing that more often.
I guess brutally honest, like, just about your expectations of what you want this defense to be in the secondary, is that stuff kind of a talking point this week?
Yeah, I feel like it always is. There's always a standard that we believe we need to meet and then exceed. And, you know, we always talk about seasons, a bunch of highs and lows, but just steadily progressing. And I feel like we've, at least as a secondary, you know, just being as blunt as possible, we kind of plateaued and are getting better throughout the season. And I feel like we've had good weeks with, like, Buffalo. And, you know, we have a bad week like last week, and it's up to us to fix that and go into this week and, you know, try to right that wrong. It's a good offense. I was actually thinking about this the other day, but I feel like it's kind of – we're almost numb to it at this point. Like, we're just on the sideline like, all right, sweet, like, we got a touchdown. At least that's how I felt, because I feel like I've seen it so many times now. But, you know, I think I won't really be able to appreciate it until, like, I don't know, Lamar retires or something, and then they make, like, a big highlight of his whole career, and I'm like, damn, this dude was doing stuff like literally no one has ever done before. And – I don't know, it's demoralizing as a defense to go against that, I'm sure. And I'm glad he's on my team and I don't know how to deal with it. But, you know, I mean, it's just stuff like that. Like, he's making spectacular plays to win us the game and keep us in the game. And it's awesome to see from a perspective being on his team. But at the same time, I feel like almost like he shouldn't even be in the position to where he has to do that to where we need to win the game. Like, I feel like defense should have gave him a cushion, especially with how – well, the offense is playing. You know, it's up to us to make that game not as close as it was. And but yeah, he's an incredible player, and I'm glad he's on our team.
Kyle, I know you just said you don't have to worry about it, but if you would entertain the hypothetical one-on-one, who would you rather tackle, Lamar or Derek?
I don't have a problem tackling either of them, to be honest. probably Lamar. Well, which one I'd rather want to tackle?
Yeah, who would you rather?
probably Lamar because I never get to touch him. So I just want to, like, I just want to hit Lamar, like, one time. But that probably won't happen. Or if it does, I probably won't be here anymore. But, yeah, Lamar, probably.
Kyle, I know we just got here, but for the organization to bring in Dean Pease, you know, he was Zach Gore's defensive coordinator. What's that say about, you know, I guess you guys leaving no stone unturned to try to get better and more consistent as a defense?
Yeah, I know. We're kind of confronting everything right now, you know, and I think that's a great part of our organization and our defense. Just there's no egos, and you know, Zio could have easily just been like, "No, I'm going to fix it," or "We're going to fix it in house." But I think to be humble enough and be willing to bring somebody in who knows what they're doing. And when Dean was with the Falcons on my top 30 visit, I was talking to him for a good bit, and just got to pick my brain, got to pick his brain, and we were just talking for a good while. He's a great guy, knows ball, so. It's good to have him here, and, you know, it's just another set of eyes. It's not like he's going to come in and start calling the defense, but somebody who's seen a lot of ball and just helps us out a little bit.
I know he hasn't been here for long, but has he introduced himself to, you know, other guys who might not know DP as DP? Has he kind of been with you guys today, talked at all during meetings or practice or anything like that?
Yeah, in the defense room today, introduced himself, and a lot of guys, like Marlon, I think he was Marlon's DC for a little bit. I'm not sure, but... 1 year. But older guys in the room know who he is and been around him. But, yeah, introduced himself today. I'm sure he's going to have a good impact on what we're doing here.
Hey, Kyle, Commanders are not a team you see that often outside of preseason, but obviously they're local, you know, teams, so there's kind of a regional rivalry there. What's your take on the, you know, on that aspect of this game?
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool for the fans. And obviously, we play AFC North games, and it's like we play these guys every year, twice a year, so that kind of takes up all our energy when it comes to rivalry stuff. But I guess there is kind of a, what's it called, like the Beltway or something like that? Yeah, the Beltway rivalry. I don't know if there's a trophy or something like that. The Battle of the Beltway?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that'll happen on Sunday. And it'd be cool to, you know, I guess I know some people that are DC fans and have some bragging rights against them, but yeah, I guess that's kind of the brotherly rivalry. I don't know, maybe Philly a little bit, but I feel like it's going to be pretty cool to have whole region kind of focus on one game.
I know Dominic Foxworth had talked about back when he was here as a Raven, you know, they would go out like in D.C. and the other, you know, then, you know, Washington players there, and they would be at the same club hanging out, and he's like, you couldn't lose that game because of that. Is there any of that mixing at all anymore? Do you?
A little bit, yeah. I've bumped into a few guys down there. I don't think there's too much. I mean, I guess we haven't played, so. But we played in preseason, and they broke our streak, so I guess we might be a little mad about that. But other than that, nah, not really.
All right, thanks, Kyle.
Appreciate it. Kyle.